Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
.com. Thanks for listening.
Chicago, I'm bringing this back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Catherine Caputa. You are a brand book.com. Did I say that right this time?
That's right.
I didn't do it right last time, folks.
That's right. And the website is selfbrand, selfbrand.com.
And that's where you can find all the things that Catherine does and how she helps her clients, her customers. We're talking about putting your best foot forward with a venture capitalist. We use the right words. Make sure you put your best foot forward to start with. Make a good pitch about your product. Now let's talk about the numbers, because they're going to want to see the numbers.
That's the big thing. They want to see the numbers. And you got two ways to go here. If you're an established business and you have good numbers, you want to be specific. So, for example, you know, I founded the company 2 years ago, and now we have a $2 million run rate. So very specific. Very impressive,
right.
And that you can lead off of that and, you know, give it. The other way to go, if you have weak numbers, which is the case with a lot of people because they're just starting the business or, you know, it could be the initial launch years, you want to emphasize how massive the problem is and what the market potential is. For example, you know, there are over 150, you know, this is a number we put together for a confidence gym. There are over, there are over 157 million girls and women in the United States, and the majority of them have low self-confidence.
Wow.
So that there's a real need. These kind of massive numbers are very important. You know, here's one I took off the Internet. I founded the company after realizing there are a million teenage soccer players like Jim who are unable to get a date. That's the market for that one. You know, Airbnb had a very interesting VC pitch in terms of numbers. They went looking at the market size, you know, the 1.9 billion trips every year. 532 million of those trips are done by budget and online travelers. And so that's the market that we're going after. And right now we have 10.6 million are Airbnb trips. So, again, if you don't have good numbers, emphasize.
And the best way to get numbers is to have customers.
That's right.
I'm telling you, I get so, it makes me crazy when I meet someone who's trying to, the first thing they're trying to do is get funding before they even pitch a customer. And I say, will the dogs eat your dog food? Well, I don't know.
Right,
why would I invest in you if we don't know? What if you made dog food and the dogs won't eat?
Right.
You know,
right.
And they say, well, I don't know. You know, I have a friend of mine is an angel investor. A guy came to him. This is a true story. He came to him and said, hey, I want to make soup.
Right.
And he says, does anybody like your soup? He said, I don't know.
Right.
He
right.
said, go find out. He said, how do I do that? He said, give it away. Go to the park and give away soup. See
right.
people will eat it.
Right. Do sample sizes,
yeah.
you know, so people
yeah.
can do it. And you get... And then follow up with interviewing them, and you could do small focus groups and, you know, understand, do they like it? What soup do they normally buy?
Videotape it. Videotape it. Show them the video. People like that. Show them people's comments. And I would set that up as soon as I could, because those the impromptu, candid comments that people make, you can't re-script those.
Right, right.
So you can always edit out the bad ones, right?
Yeah, so, no, and also it gives you valuable information on what's wrong with your product and how you need to develop it better. But that's a big problem, because everybody thinks my idea is so brilliant, but, hey, prove it. You know, talk to your customers and find out what's so great about this. And as
right.
I said, my friend who's launching this company, Confidence Gym, she's sent out, you know, confidence kits to, you know, the girls package to girls and gotten the feedback, and as well as the teenagers and adult women. All are very different, you know, approaches that need to be
right.
taken to deal with this common problem of, lack of confidence.
I'd like to stick a couple of quick things in there. I would think of having your package in four different versions, Catherine.
Okay.
One is your pitch. It's a verbal, this is why you should come to see me. And if the venture capitalist says, okay, send me something to look at, do it, have a one-pager.
Right.
And then when you make your pitch, have like a 3-5-pager.
Right.
No, not a lot more. And then they, if they say, okay, we're interested, then you can show them the 60 pages or whatever. But break it down into four different groups for the different kinds of meetings. That's another thing to think about.
Yeah, that's because I think most people go with the 60-page from the beginning, and
they're
nobody's
going
to want to read that unless they like the idea. So you got to drill it down to what's really important for them to know.
You got to realize that you're different, that you're no different from everybody else until you make yourself different.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Catherine, I need your website one more time, please.
My website is selfbrand, selfbrand.com.
Catherine, we always get smarter when you join us. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
Come back soon.
Okay, thanks.
Catherine Caputa, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? That was great, wasn't it? I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.